If there's one thing Rothman's known for, it's twerking. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, he's one of the best in the biz. Analyst for the NFL on Fox, NFL Network, college football, draft analyst. You name it, he's done it. He's Charles Davis, and he rejoins us on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. CD, it's great to have you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year to everyone that can hear our voices. I hope everyone's 2020 is off to a roaring start.
No doubt, and it's going to be a pretty good weekend. You have 23 wins combined between the Vikings and Saints. They're going to play in a wild card game, but I think, which is amazing. But I think the lead certainly is Tom Brady and the Patriots, right? I mean, this is a lot of people are accusing it of being a lazy narrative if you pick against them, that they've proven you wrong in the past. But it just doesn't feel like that way, Charles, this time around. The mountain they have to climb with the team they have. How much faith do you have in the Patriots in even getting by the Titans?
Yeah, not as much as I would have had in the past. And you're right about the narrative. Look, we're all smart enough as football people that you don't take the Patriots and just kick them to the curb, right? I mean, what person, who among us is going to come out and go, the Titans by two touchdowns in Foxborough? I mean, it doesn't make sense, right? But at the same time, you have to examine the season in total. You look at how it started historically on defense, but the offense never has been anything that's just impressed you. Baltimore whacks them. The game that I'm focused on most, well, actually, I'm going to give you two, because they got it done against Buffalo at home, but you remember that throw Josh Allen had to Dawson Knox late in the game that gave him a chance to possibly tie it, and he airmailed it. Josh Allen had that opportunity really hit in the playoffs himself at Buffalo. But then you turn around and they have everything to play for. This is not a throwaway game against Miami. You win and you get the week off, which you desperately need, and Miami finds a way to beat them. Yeah, they're vulnerable this year. There's no getting around it. Can they prove us wrong again? Of course. But it's not a lazy narrative to me to say, hey, take a good look at New England, take a look at the season in total, and you tell me if they absolutely positively scare people that walk into Foxborough right now. The answer to me is no.
You know, it's interesting because you watch that Miami game and it's like you tried to figure out, you know, what happened a little bit. And the one thing that was a little bit troubling is the fact that, you know, New England had that game and then Miami puts together a drive against what is really the strength of the New England team in their defense. Yep. And Stephon Gilmore, who might win player of the year, like Devontae Parker had a pretty good day against him. And A.J. Brown is kind of a big-bodied receiver. Do you think that could potentially be a matchup problem for New England on the outside?
It was going to be interesting, Bobby, because I think that with A.J. Brown, will they have A.J. Brown in the slot and will Gilmore go inside with him on key down? Because as we've seen, and you know, you played it in the league, as we've seen it evolve, it used to be, hey, if you wanted to hide someone away from a good corner, right, you put them in the slot, right, you put them in the backfield. But now we will send our better cover guys to those guys to make sure they don't have it. Heck, we're running corners on tight ends if indeed he's the number one target on third down. I'm eager to see if they're going to run Gilmore in there or not. And if so, how that matchup goes, because you're right about the how physical Brown can be, how stocky he is. Gilmore having to deal with that, it's like covering a tight end just without the height. But with the thickness, yes. So I think that'll be a key part of the ball game. But I thought if he does do that, I look for it to be on third downs, you know, key third downs where he would go inside and do that. So I'm looking forward to this one because, frankly, guys, Tennessee has finally hit their identity. And when I say finally, they hit it earlier this year. But they started out the season wanting to be a running football team with Derrick Henry. He was hurt in preseason. Now, I'm not talking about the games. I'm talking about practices. He didn't practice. And they wanted to get Marcus Mariota going. That didn't happen. They make the change to Tannehill. Henry gets healthy. Now they're playing to their identity with a first-year play caller and Arthur Smith. Now you're seeing the Titans, and you knew they would be good on defense, and they have been. The formula's there. New England shouldn't have any guesswork about it. Number 22, they're going to stick in his chest maybe 25 times in this game. Let's see how this turns out.
Charles Davis with us, NFL analyst for Fox. Don't want to bury the lead. I mean, the Ravens are the team, and they've won 12 straight to finish 14-2. And they are the favorite, and it's very justified, right, with Lamar Jackson and how he's been playing and everything that's going on. The defense has been rolling. And so, you know, getting Marcus Peters and all that. Is there a weakness to this team? And if there is one, who can exploit it?
Great question. The way that they play, they just gain more and more momentum. But every time I've had to get ready for a Baltimore game, this is the phrase I get from teams that are pretty decent on offense. I would much rather play against a different defense, not because of talent and everything, but because those defenses follow the rules. I think Bobby can expound on that as we go along, meaning if an offense does A, a defense usually does B, right? If an offense does C, the defense follows and does D. And you've got to understand what's happening. That's not the case with Baltimore and Wink Martindale. They will do things, and I've had offenses say, and I'm not saying this about Wink, but this is what offenses tell me. Every time it's the same expression. They do the most unsound things, yet your quarterback's on the ground so you never can exploit it. You see where I'm going with this? So they are extremely unpredictable on defense, but you know it's always going to culminate with a bunch of guys wearing Baltimore jerseys attacking your quarterback in the pocket. So if you can exploit some of those, somehow find a way to block it up and find that hole where maybe they aren't as sound as you might think that they are, there's your opportunity. But it's hard to do. It's really hard to do. And don't forget, Lamar Jackson, he played in the playoffs last year, had a tough time against the Chargers. I think that playoff experience actually helps him this year because he's already gone through the crucible.
When you look at this wild card weekend, Charles, it's tough. Like in the last, I think it's been all the way back to 2012 that a team that played this weekend has won the Super Bowl, going back maybe to the Ravens. Is there somebody in this that's playing this weekend that you think could potentially win the Super Bowl?
Well, let's take New England and set it aside because that goes back to the lazy narrative, right? That goes back to the caveat that all of us should have, right? So to me, it's weird, but if somehow Marshawn Lynch gets his sea legs under him, can Seattle be that team? Because Chris Carson would have been the lead guy in the fulcrum, right? He would have been the one to beat up people running football. I don't know if Lynch, after sitting out all year, I don't know what his body was like this week after 9 carries. I don't know any of those things. But let's say his sea legs are under him and they can get enough stuff out of, you know, what's his name, Travis Homer, who was never a lead back in college. He's a special teams guy. If they can get enough out of that, Russell Wilson has that with him, that type of magic. And that would be a team that's been battle-tested, has a coach that's been there before. Going on the road seems unfair this year to go to Philadelphia, but that's what you're dealing with. They would be the one that I would look at playing on that. The obvious one is New Orleans because they it doesn't seem right that they're playing this weekend either, right? But playing at home, anytime there's a dome for Drew Brees, anytime there's good weather for Drew Brees, it's hard to bet against them. The worry I have about New Orleans now, they had a couple key injuries in the defensive front. The inside guys, and Minnesota's going to test them in the run game if Dalvin Cook is indeed healthy. But I would say New Orleans would be number one. Seattle would be number two.
All right, in our final minute, Charles, with Charles Davis here, Fox NFL analyst, if I gave you San Fran or Kansas City, who are you riding with?
Wow. San Fran or Kansas City, because you're talking about the same team in terms of ability to make plays, but one of them a little bit more defensively, San Francisco, and Kansas City offensively. But don't underestimate what you're getting down the stretch from Spagnuolo and that defense in KC. They've played well down the stretch. Tyrann Mathieu's back being the honey badger. They've got a loss in the secondary that's going to go underrated, and that's Juan Thornhill, the rookie. He was playing well, guys. He was really playing well. So that hurts them a little bit. But Mahomes' ability to make those plays, I think Garoppolo has made more plays than he's probably gotten credit for. If you're asking me to press on it, I'm going to go San Francisco, possibly because I've seen more of them this season. I saw Kansas City up close. I saw a real healthy dose of San Francisco, so that may play into my bias. But I'll put it to you this way, guys. If that's our Super Bowl, sign me up.
Yeah. Do you remember who you picked to go to the Super Bowl before the season started?
Oh, God. Probably not, but I will tell you, I think I sat on New England coming out of the AFC, and then the NFC, I think I picked Green Bay, but you can't hold me to do that because I can't remember. And I don't know that I would pick either one of them now.
Yeah, and that was my follow-up, right? Would you have stuck with your initial feel?
Yeah, I don't know that I would, but yeah. I will tell you this. I'm not kicking Green Bay to the curb as much as most people. 13-3 is 13-3.
Yeah.
I mean, they find a way. And Za'Darius Smith's best player not going to the Pro Bowl, that might get votes for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah. No, they've you know, with Matt LaFleur, you never know, and they're a tough team to figure out. But you're right, the 13 wins are hard to ignore. And, you know, and this is the greatest thing about the playoffs this year. It just feels so up in the air outside of the Ravens. I think if the Ravens don't make the Super Bowl now, I think people, okay, that's interesting. But Everybody else is in the mix. Charles, you're the best, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend, and we will definitely get your opinion as we move along.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Continued success to both of you. And, Bobby, I don't know when you're sleeping, because every time I turn on the TV, the radio, you are working, man. And I think that that's just awesome. You guys keep doing your thing, and thanks for having me on.
You're the man.
Charles.
Thanks, Charles. Well done.